Okay, then we've got the 690 acres that's left open. And we got the first one's table. Now we'll go under old business, and then we got other business. First case under old business. Madam Secretary, it's case number 10,677.
It's the Brookie Lloyd. You recall tabling this for possible for the air conditioning unit. And we, after a few discussions, I have a drawing here which she would like to do. Here, I'll just pass it on down.
Will there be additional encroachments?
No. She was approved for a 9.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot rear yard setback.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to ask for a 1-foot variance instead.
She wasn't approved for anything.
Well, no.
She
was applying for a 9.5, or let me read his handwriting. I'm sorry.
She's going to build a smaller house? No.
Okay. She was originally testifying, requesting a 7-foot variance from the required 30-foot front yard. Now it's going to be 8.6 for the front. Okay?
8.6.
It's an 8.6 variance?
Yes, for the front instead of a 7-foot.
So it's going to be further encroached than what she originally was asking.
Yes.
Okay.
And the sides will remain the same as a 6.5-foot. And she was requesting a 9.5-foot variance from the required 10-foot. Now she just needs a 1-foot variance.
That's interesting. So she obviously is making the house smaller.
Let me make sure this is right. Hold on.
She's making it smaller.
No, 6-foot variance. From the rear. She's asking for additional 1-foot, so 6-foot from the rear. Okay. Because she's going to cantilever the air conditioning unit with a 4x4.
Off the back?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like to see the new drawing?
Sure.
That's the new drawing.
I figured at 9 o'clock we would take a break, but
after 10. Yeah.
Dive hard in the middle.
We will take a break in just a minute.
Yeah. Long day sitting.
Do it. You ready to take a 5-minute break? Okay, we will.
After
we're gonna take a break, but Susan won't let me. She told me a while ago.
Keep going.
I did ask him. Susan said no. Yes, I did. She told me. Let me sit there and wait.
And the steps will come from underneath.
I got you.
So it's actually better than
she had.
Than what she had.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think so. I have no problem with
it. And the steps will come from underneath. That'll be fine. That will encroach.
Okay.
Good. Okay. Did that clarify the questions that we had?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's any further discussion on it, then if the board's ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, as I recall from the hearing, there's certainly uniqueness in the property being considerably small, which furthers suggests that requests for the variance would be necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the applicant didn't she didn't create the property or the size of the property. Of course, she does, you know, she technically you could build another a smaller house, but it's not a huge house she's asking to build. So I think that would suggest that it's not created by the applicant. Certainly shouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and therefore being a minimum to grant relief or afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 10,677.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,677. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Excuse me.